Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Well, an absolutely brutal loss last night. I mean brutal with a capital frickin' B. We'll talk about it. We saw it. We lived it. We'll digest it. We'll discuss it. Look, all aspects of the game, and obviously, you know, the team on the table today, from the offense to the defense to the coaching, the general manager and more, all of it. You're with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe, giant kelp seaweed can grow 12 inches a day. Fastest growing plant in the sea.
Well, let me tell you, my Eagles heart shrunk a couple inches last night. Look, that was brutal. You know, there's a lot of ways to tackle this here today. And I'm going to tell you the mistake I think a lot of people are going to make today. And I'm going to tell you this right out of the gate, the mistake I believe a lot of people will make today. I think a lot of people today are going to tell you that the headline related to last night's Eagles game is that they lost and that they blew a game they should have won. And clearly, those are headlines. I, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, would refer to them as a sub-headline. The headline of the game last night, and I felt this throughout the game, and I swear to you, I was prepared to say this, even if the Eagles had won that game, which clearly they should have by closing it out in the fourth quarter last night. The headline of the game, in my opinion, is that the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles appear to be a very mediocre football team. They look, to my eyes, to be entirely average. Now, obviously, yes. I hope I'm wrong, and I'm well aware that we have seen teams in the past that have looked average and have come together as a squad and surged. 95 Eagles have done that. Other teams, like, it's possible. But right now, what I see on both sides of the football, with the offense, with a quarterback that still leaves the pocket too early, with a defense that has very little pass rush, with a defense that has a general manager's handprints all over it, fingerprints all over it, with disastrous mistakes. Bryce Huff obviously looking like the biggest of those mistakes, but you also got Jordan Davis, you got Josh Sweat, you know, you got Devin White, who's probably never going to play for the Eagles and more. The reality is what I see with my eyes, even if they had won the game, is a team that looks really average. And part of why I feel confident saying that is I think the Falcons are incredibly ordinary. And the Eagles lost to them. So look, we'll take your phone calls at 215-592-9494.
This is what happens.
On last night's game, on what you make of the big picture. John, whether it's the game or the big picture, what's top of mind for you?
It feels disgusting that we lost to that team because it doesn't feel like that's a good team. But that's a team that has a running game and a young and really talented back in Bijan Robinson, that they just did what I wish we would have done more of, which was just pound the football, and that takes care of everything else. They simplified the game plan and beat us, you know, at what I wished was our own game. And so that makes it very frustrating. I blame Jalen for not making the plays to lift us up. He looked so much better physically last night.
He really did.
And that was a great sign. I was so excited for him to continue to lift us up and make those plays that extend drives and frustrate the other side. And eventually the other side just caves. They give in. That didn't happen. We ended up being the side that caved at the end and gave in. And I hate that. I also blame Saquon. You catch the ball.
No question.
On third down, you score the points that we need. Big picture, Saquon, we expect more of you, and you should expect more of yourself. You win that game for us with just a little bit more. And yes.
He catches the ball, the game's over.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's it.
And that 4.3 yards a carry, 95 rushing yards. Good. You caught four balls for 21 yards, but what about that one that you didn't? The one that you didn't cost us the game. That's not good enough. We need you to make that play, win the game for us. And I believe that's in you. Of course that's in
you.
No
question.
And we will see that, and we will celebrate that. But we played against a team that had a little bit of surprise to it. Figure it out, everyone. Not just Saquon, not just Jalen. They got to figure it out. That team we played was feisty. Don't let them be. We needed to squash it by running more of the football. And so that's on the coaches as well.
They did run a lot, though, John.
You're right.
I mean, a lot.
It was a lot.
Because you know what? They had two different players with over. We had one.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They had a running back with over 20 carries and a quarterback with over 10. That's a lot of rushes. They also only had nine drives.
That does feel ground heavy.
Yeah.
But last week we were, in the grand scheme of things, ground heavy. But Jalen had 30 passing attempts. Saquon Barkley had 22 rushing attempts. Jalen had 13 himself.
Yep.
So we're in that safe zone.
Look, we are running it an awful lot. I think they do. So let me just say this. Again, we'll hear from you all day because phone lines are open, and obviously it's going to be jam-packed today. Hop aboard 215-592-9494. Look, I told you my big picture. My big picture is the Eagles to me look pretty ordinary, honestly. That's what I say. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but that's what I say. Now, let me give you the small picture, meaning last night's game, and let me tell you why they lost 1-2-3. Because there are three reasons in particular why the Eagles lost the game last night. Number one, weak defensive personnel assembled by Howie Roseman. There's no question about that. Okay?
This is a joke, man.
Huff, Sweat, Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis. I still got to see a little bit more of last night to know about Blankenship. But, I mean, I'm imagining...
he's tough. He's pretty good. That feels like a joke at this point.
It does feel like a joke.
Bryce Huff, it feels like those quotes by Vic Fangio where he's saying, you know, like basically he can't do what he's brought in here to do. Like he can't play the run. That sounded so bad at the time, but you watch the tape. He's right. I mean, you watch the tape. It looks like this guy is ill-prepared. He is incapable of doing what we thought
he was supposed to be able to do. Not getting to the quarterback.
No, he doesn't do either part.
But this is one of those ones where, I mean, I'm telling you guys, I'm not going to stand here or sit here all season long and wag my finger at Bryce Huff if he's just no good. I'm going to wag my finger at Howie Roseman and say, why'd you give the guy $50-something million?
And Jordan Davis.
That's another one.
Last night,
it's a killer.
He was in the 20s, I think, in terms of snap count. In the 20s. Last night, we got the ball run down our throats. Bijan Robinson, he had 97 yards on the ground. That, my gosh, they had 152 yards total. Yeah. 28 carries, 152 yards on the ground. That's a pride thing that we should never allow that sort of thing. And Jordan Davis is the centerpiece.
He's supposed to be the run stopper.
Jordan Davis last night couldn't stay out there on the field once again in the capacity that we need to snuff that out, to stuff the run. Last night, Jordan Davis... on the field, I'm Jordan Davis, 29 snaps.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Nolan Smith's giving them nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. So number one, they lost the game because defensively they are deficient, and that goes straight on Howie Roseman and his decisions. We've seen this from Howie before. We've seen him go up and down and up and down and up and down, and it does appear with the front end of how he rebuilt the defense over 2 years that he's made some big mistakes. That's number one. Number two. And I'm not going to let the end of the game obscure this reality. The offense, this includes Jalen and others, left too many opportunities available for points squandered in the first half. First half, the Eagles' offense did almost nothing. So, you know, this is a situation where I can't have the defense give up 22 points and you lose the game because you scored 21 and just, like, absolve the quarterback who in the first half was doing his, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to roll to the right. And I'm going to roll to the right, and I'm going to leave the pocket unnecessarily, and I'm going to roll to the right. Now, I give Jalen a lot of credit for two things in particular last night. He did look a lot more athletically spry. There's no question. Actually, three things.
So explosive.
He looked explosive. He was willing to do it. Now, I think it's, you know, risky. You can't do that, you know, 200 times a year. You're going to get knocked out. But he did a lot last night, and it worked. I mean, to help the team in points. And the other thing I'll say about Jalen is he played much better in the second half. Much, much better. But his first half and their first half offensively was bad. That's number two. Number three, they lost the game because one of the four best players on the team, Saquon Barkley, dropped the ball. Period. Yeah. I mean, they have four guys on this team, to my eyes, that are the four best. A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Landon Dickerson, and Lane Johnson, to me, are the four best players. Probably Devontae Smith, five. One of your four best players, maybe your second best player, maybe your first best player, he just dropped the ball.
Make the plays that win the game.
He dropped the ball.
And he will. He will make that play.
He'll make it a lot. He didn't last night. So you got 1-1, and you got a team. And tell me if you agree or disagree with this. I know they played the game without A.J. last night. Obviously, it looks like they're going to do that for a couple weeks based on Lisa Salter's report last night. It looks to me like the Eagles are average. Do you agree or disagree? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, your phone calls coming next on 94 WIP.